The curve can be calculated in that way, so the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archipelago for 1,000 years, and the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Pinisi.
Dari abad ke-10 dengan laut penawar yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru konsumsi khalaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas Pinisi doang.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The ambassador of Syria to Indonesia, Abdul Munim Anan, praised Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto's first state address delivered at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Friday. Speaking to Voice of Indonesia, Abdul Munim Anan said the president's speech was extraordinary, impressive, and transparent, with clear explanations on various important issues. Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, underscored Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto's strong emphasis on law enforcement during Indonesia's 80th Independence Day commemoration in Jakarta. President Prabowo, in his state address, reaffirmed his administration's commitment to upholding the rule of law and eradicating corruption. Suparno noted that the president's firm stance demonstrates his unwavering resolve to take decisive action against all unlawful activities, including corrupt practices. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In the spirit of the 80th Indonesia's Independence Day, Indonesia today is ready to present various interesting information, updates, programs, music. Everything's taking you closer to Indonesia, especially its 80th Independence Day celebration. With me, Rahma, that will be accompanying you on this special day, August 17, 2025, broadcasting live on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And before giving you more information, why don't we enjoy this legendary song by Indonesian legendary singer, the late Krisha, with Negeriku, or My Country.
hasrat bangkitkan jiwa. Jalan masih terbentang jauh untuk menggapai segala harapan. Oh negeriku, negeri cintaku,
yeah. dimakan api, apinya cang curupa. Rasa sayangi, rasa sayang sayangi, hilia dari jauh. Rasa sayang sayangi, rasa sayangi, rasa sayang sayangi, hilia dari jauh. Rasa sayang sayangi.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patop on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Seandainya aku mengerti pedihnya rasa rindu ini, takkan berani ku bermimpi dan memilih untuk berlari. Karena cinta yang aku terima serpihan surga, rasa itu dan senyumanmu
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the Indonesian band Leto on today's music corner with Sebening Senja, or As Clear as the Dusk. And you are still joining us, Indonesia, today in the special program of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration. The nation holds a solemn midnight ceremony as Indonesia previously prepared to celebrate its Independence Day. The nation held a ceremony known as Renungan Suci, or Solemn Contemplation, at hero cemeteries across the country. This annual tradition, observed just after midnight, serves as a powerful act of reflection and gratitude for the sacrifices made by the country's independence heroes. Held nationwide, the ceremony is more than a formal tribute. It is a spiritual and civic moment that reinforces core values of courage, responsibility, and sacrifice for the nation. These values are intended to inspire younger generations to continue the struggle, safeguard Indonesia's sovereignty, and contribute to its future through meaningful action. Ultimately, the significance of Renungan Suci, or Solemn Contemplation, aligns with the fighting spirit enshrined in the values of Pancasila and the ideals of the Proclamation of Independence. Well, to keep up the fighting spirit of Indonesians, especially the youngsters, to enshrined in the values of Pancasila state ideology, to continue the struggle of Indonesian heroes. Let's enjoy more songs about Indonesia, about its beauty, its culture, languages, and so on this special edition of Indonesia Today. Now it's time for Daniel Mananta featuring Maharashi and DJ Devina. This is must-played songs on Indonesia's Independence Day, but this is a more lively version by Daniel Maharashi and DJ Devina. Bendera, dance, I love Indonesia.
Warna tulangku, merah putih benderaku. Hadiah dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong. Lawan senjata, song-song. Penjajah, tolak, menyerah. Salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda. Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar. Let's make love, no war.
Merah putih
untuk Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Everyday I'm dangdutan.
Lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topik dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
Oh.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Taranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Still on the occasion of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration, as part of the celebration, a series of traditional games are being held at 10 different locations across Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia. One of them is at the National Museum. And to find out more about it, joining us, Voice of Indonesia's reporter Anissa Audrita to give the full report. Yes, Anissa, what stories you could tell to our listeners?
Yes, thank you, Rahma. So right now, I'm standing in front of the National Museum, where the Independence Day traditional games are taking place. After the flag raising ceremony, the celebration continues with a series of games to mark Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. So the games already started at 12 noon and will be continued until 6 p.m. Spread across 10 locations, including the National Museum, National Gallery, Tamrin 10, Sari Pacific Jakarta, Sarinah Tamrin, Plaza Indonesia, Tamrin 9, Shellac Sudirman, WTC Jakarta, and also Lippo Mall Nusantara. And some of the games are the Indonesian traditional games, such as the straw and bagel relay, sack race, and the giant cracker eating challenge, and also many more to come. And here I am at the National Museum, and I can see all the crowd are already building up. And the game played right now is called Estafet Gelap, and in English we can say it's straw and bagel relay. So in behind me there are families, children, and also young people are joining the fun, bringing a festive and a cheerful atmosphere. And if you want to take a part of it, you just come to the one of the nearest location, the 10 location that I mentioned before, and meet the staff to get your stamp booklet and join the games. Also collect the stamps and you will get a special prize from these games. So that's all I can report. Back to studio.
Okay, Anissa, Audrita, thank you so much for your report. And don't forget to join the games.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listener, that's one of special reports on this Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration. And stay tuned for more special reports from all over Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
You're listening to Special Program.
Special Program.
80th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bahagia, hidup sejahtera di katulistiwa. Alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka. Maligai ramah-ramah, bertajuk cahaya jingga. Surya di cakrawala, selalu berseri. Alam indah pernah di katulistiwa. Pesada senyum tawa, hawa sejuk nyaman. Wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga. Sejuk nyaman, wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermandi embun surga. Bersuka cita, insan di pesada yang aman sentosa. Damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa. Bersyukur kita semua.
Yuk, kehadiran.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Here is keyword of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician, with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The today's sound.
Itulah yang membuat kita
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. You're listening to Special Program. The 18th Independence Day of Indonesia. United and sovereign, a prosperous people, an advanced Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, still in the vibe of the 80th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Now we'd like to give you special report about the flag raising ceremony in Ternate, North Maluku Province, with the reporter of RRI Ternate, Dimas Aji. Yes, Dimas, what excitement that you could spread and tell to our listeners about Indonesia's Independence Day in Ternate.
Well, hello, good afternoon. Today, right here, I'm in front of Nara Level, Valero Field, Ternate. And the vibe is very positive today because this is Independence Day, Indonesia, Eci Independence Day. So, good afternoon. In this situation, the state is very empty today because it was ended before Zuhur. Since 7 a.m. local time, thousands of participants, including government officials, students, and local residents, gathered at the field to solemnly take part in the ceremony. With great reverence, the entire audience sang the national anthem Indonesia Raya, followed by the raising of the red and white spike by the regional honor guard team, who had been undergoing intensive training in the past week. The ceremony was also attended by the mayor of Ternate, along with the regional leadership coordination forum, who all participated with dignity. The atmosphere became deeply moving during the reading of the proclamation, reminding everyone of the struggles and sacrifice of Indonesian heroes in gaining independence. Beyond the official proceeding, the spirit of unity was clearly felt through the enthusiasm of the community who filled the area and gave their support to the ceremony officers. That concludes my live report from Ngaralamo Salero Field Ternate on this morning flag raising ceremony. Back to the studio. I am Dimas Aji Pragontin from Ternate Nor Maluku for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Okay, Dimas Aji from RRI Ternate, thank you so much for your report on the 80th anniversary of the Independence Day of Indonesia's celebration in Ternate. And stay tuned for more special reports from across Indonesia on this special day, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Special report.
Special report.
80th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Kami lahir untukmu, berkarya dan berhasil bagi bersatu untuk membangun dan menjadikan
Indonesia. Kami lahir untukmu, berkarya dan mengabdi bagimu. Bagi negeri tercinta, mari majulah Indonesiaku.
Indonesia, kami lahir untukmu,
karya dan mengabdi bagimu.
Bersatu untuk membangun bagi negeri tercinta,
mari majulah Indonesiaku. Bersatulah semua raih kejayaan, melengkapi dalam perbedaan.
Bersatu membela merah putih tercinta.
Bangkitlah Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Delights, a special segment from Voice of Indonesia, introducing you typical Indonesian culinary and cuisine. This edition, we will invite you to taste bajai kotu, a special snack from Nrekang, South Sulawesi. The district is known as a meeting point for the tourists who are visiting or returning from the famous Tanah Toraja. So, if you happen to pass this place, there's a special snack or cake to taste in here. Bajai kotu, yes, that's the name of the sweet condiment, which is quite popular to be enjoyed with a cup of steaming black coffee. You can easily find bajai kotu in restaurants along the Nrekang city streets. The snack, wrapped in corn leaf, is also known locally as dundale. A restaurant owner, Mrs. Rapia, has been making and selling bajai kotu for 8 years. The expertise in concocting such a simple dough into a delicious snack is handed down from generation to generation here. Now, it has become a source of income for her family. When she was 9 years old, the previous restaurant owner, who is her own mother, taught her the process of making delicious snacks from simple ingredients. Bajai kotu, indeed, tastes sweet. You can tell it from the aroma, which can quickly tease your smelling sense. In fact, the ingredients to make this simple snack with so tempting aroma can be easily found in Nrekang. Mrs. Rapia explained the process of making bajai kotu as follows.
Bajai kotu, makanan khas dari Nrekang. Ya, terbuat dari...
Bajai kotu is a typical snack of Nrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Shredded young coconut is added to create a savory taste in bajai kotu. After the mixture is readily blended, then the bajai kotu is formed. The sweet smell and slightly sticky dough is then wrapped in dried corn leaves. Since no preservatives is used, the cake can only last for 3 weeks after the wrapping is completed. Next is the cooling process to be followed by the last step, the packaging. Bajai kotu is packaged in a plastic pack each. Contains 8 pieces. The price of a pre-packaged bajai kotu is 8 to 10,000 rupiahs. So, how much is the capital for every production?
The capital for a batch of pre-packaged bajai kotu is around 1 million rupiah. Usually, 30 liters of sticky rice can be made into 300 packs. We also distribute them to some people to be resold in stalls. The price is only 8,000 rupiahs each, so they can resell it for 10,000 rupiah and make 2,000 rupiah profit.
The delicious taste of bajai kotu has caused many tourists to make a stop in Nrekang. Actually, not only bajai kotu, but there are also many other snacks, like red cake for instance. With the same basic material but different process, the people in Nrekang produce various kinds of snacks. So, if you go to Tanah Toraja, it is very recommendable and advisable to stop at Nrekang to sample the bajai kotu. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Delights, informing you on bajai kotu, a typical snack of Nrekang, South Sulawesi. Thank you very much for listening. Until the next edition of Indonesian Delights. Thank you.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!